You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
This is the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Engel, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Happy to be here with you. It's a waiver wire day here on the Roto Experts, trying to get those bids in, trying to go over who we got, how much they went for, because we're trying to help you get it done. 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. Exec, what's going on?
Ain't nothing much. Just sitting here getting locked and loaded, getting ready to break it down and shake it up and, you know, get week two going. So, you know, getting fab ready, getting the matchups ready. Obviously, we got to talk to you guys and answer your questions and stuff like that as far as, you know, what lineups you want to set out there in this week. But right now, waiver wire is key. Obviously, David Johnson owners, you know, kind of in a funk this week. We got you covered.
Scott Engel, how you doing?
Good. We're busy over at rotoexperts.com. The in-season exclusive edge package is live. Free radio checkout for a special discount. Check out waiver reports from Joe Galina, also Jake Seeley, and the stock report from Mike Waterloo, and the expert eye from Tim McCullough, who is buying in on Nelson Aguilar.
All righty. That's interesting because, Matt Modica, I have a feeling you're not buying in on Nelson Aguilar.
I put a small bid, very small. Not really going all in on that guy. This could be an Adderall afternoon because I got so many bids. I have all the players I want mapped out, but
you told the whole country.
Pretty much, you know, we college kids do it all the time.
No, I feel you. Full disclosure on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
It's the pricing. The
most controversial show in the business
is going to be the major factor. What are you going to actually put down in that final price?
Right. It's what will the final price be, and it's also what are you going to get rid of? And you always say that, Matt. When I get frustrated and I want to cut people, you've always been very clear. All right, cut them. For what? Right? So if you want Nelson Aguilar, that's fine. But what are you going to get rid of for Nelson Aguilar? Right? Like someone like Zay Jones. Are you going to drop Zay Jones right now for Nelson Aguilar?
I think Zay Jones has a better opportunity going forward, especially if like Nathan Peterman at some point is the quarterback of this team.
Sure.
Yeah, that's an excellent point because watching Peterman in the preseason, he just had tunnel vision for Zay Jones.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He certainly did. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I'm not giving up on Zay Jones. I said this earlier on. Mike Florio pointed out that the Bills' game plan clearly for the Bills, attack across the middle, use Jordan Matthews, use the tight end. Let's see if the Bills do that again this week.
Let's see the Bills' offense this week at Carolina. That's what I'm anxious to see.
I wouldn't be so anxious.
Because they had the Jets and it was, you know.
Yeah, these are very good linebackers they're going to be facing.
Extremely so.
Just Kuechly.
Maybe I shouldn't start Chuck Clay then. That might not be good.
Probably the one guy I definitely.
Yeah, if they get in a red zone situation, they're still going to him.
Well, I hope so. Now he's now on my team, so that would be good.
As long as he's healthy, you put him in. But you know, that's if and when he, you know, those knees flare up.
Absolutely so. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about how to replace David Johnson. We'll do it when we come back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know
the rules can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
How's it going in there?
5 more minutes.
Okay, let's play a game. 2 truths, 1 lie. We're not going to be late to the party. In the time you've taken to get ready, you could have been on your way to saving a life. And I'm wearing that tie you hate.
We're not going to be late. We're 10 minutes away. You wouldn't dare wear that tie. And I can't save a life. I'm not a firefighter.
Actually, I swabbed my cheeks last week.
It takes less than a minute to get your cheek swabs. Register at DKMS.org and you can be a superhero by helping someone out.
Hello, friends. If you want to win at fantasy sports, wouldn't you listen to people who've already won at fantasy sports? I'm here to tell you about DailyRoto.com. Don't be intimidated by the DraftKings and FanDuel sharks, even the fantasy draft sharks. The guys at DailyRoto.com have not only won $1 million amongst one of the writers, but they've created 3 others. That's 4 people who have won millionaire contests from this content alone. Don't be fooled by screenshots talking about $25,000 winners from other places. Go to DailyRoto.com where they have a proven track record of creating millionaires. DailyRoto.com. Tell them Greg Sussman sent you.
Are you looking for the most complete college football coverage on Saturday morning? Then tune into College Football Today with Joe Lisi and Rich Sermonello on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We break down every FBS conference, give you expert in-depth game analysis, and provide you with game predictions to get you set for kickoff. Your Saturday will be rocking as we talk with your favorite players from every school. Tune in every Saturday morning and start your tailgate off with us. We have you covered.
On Target Fantasy Football.
Bilal Powell is one of those guys that didn't impress at all yesterday that I think will be okay, especially in a half-point PPR. So, I mean, it's very hard to replace David Johnson, but those are...
Buck Allen in the half PPR, though, Chris. That's a good look, though. That's not a bad way to go if you're going to throw
a couple years ago, Joe, I mean, 45 catches he had, right?
Yeah.
Weekdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, FNTSY.com/radio.
So you lost David Johnson. You can't cry about it. You can't just say your season's over. You have to pick up the pieces and you have to get better. And the only way to do that is to work that waiver wire. The top 3 names that we have heard really since Sunday night have been Tariq Cohen, they've been Buck Allen, and now they've been Kerwin Williams. Kerwin Williams is going to have to deal with a lot going on there in Arizona. Andre Ellington led this team in snaps after David Johnson left. We know that already. We know that this team re-signed Chris Johnson. We know that this team signed T.J. Foster off the Patriots' backfield. Matt, that's a lot of names I just named.
I think in the last hour we kind of answered that question. I think Corey started it properly. If you drop down from Tariq Cohen and you put a Buck Allen bid, and now you put a Kerwin Williams bid,
yeah,
in there.
Get two
it's
for one.
It's giving you 2 for 1. Because one person, none of these guys is going to fill David Johnson's shoes.
No.
So now if you get Buck Allen, he continues this trend, and Kerwin Williams is the guy they trust most right now to get the lion's share. Not all. It's going to be divvied up, obviously. But, I mean, he, for me, would get the first shot.
Yeah, and here's the thing. You are going to the waiver wire. Are you really going to get something that's going to satisfy you to when you lost Chris Johnson, you want to have that reassurance? With Buck Allen and Kerwin Williams, I don't think you really get it. So you really got to consider a trade, too. And then by the flip side, everybody's going after the David Johnson owner, and a lot of people, like, I saw so many, like, just crazy lowball offers last night. You know, everybody wanting to, like, you know, pretty much, like, stomp on the carcass.
Well, let me say this. When it comes to Tariq Cohen, we can all agree he is the passing down back, right? He is the specialist. Yeah. He's the explosive player. That's his role, right?
Yeah.
Jordan Howard's the red zone guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Buck Allen. He's going to really fill in this Danny Woodhead role, right?
Yeah.
For the most part. Terrence West, kind of the red zone guy, the touchdown guy, right?
Terrence West, you know what? Terrence West, touchdown guy, red zone guy, just a guy.
Fine, mm-hmm. Fine. Yeah. But we're all in agreement here, right? Kerwin Williams is the one guy out of those three that theoretically should be the red zone guy, should be the guy that scores the touchdowns. If nothing else, okay? We saw when David Johnson left this game briefly before he came back in, then got hurt again. Who scored the touchdown? It was Kareem Williams. And I know that Chris Johnson wasn't on the team. I know DJ Foster wasn't on the team. I know the other running back wasn't even active. But nothing for nothing. Tariq Cohen scored a touchdown. He was explosive. Javaris Allen out-snapped Terrence West.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came down to the red zone, handing the ball off to a running back, that went to Kareem Williams.
Yeah, but you know that Tariq Cohen has a defined role, like you just said.
I do.
It looks like Buck Allen's going to have a defined role. Kareem Williams is going to be in a situation where he has to perform, or that defined role is going to go right away, and it's not even a defined role.
And then Kareem Williams is going to play for a team. All right, when you look at the Bears and you look at the Cardinals, I don't think the Cardinals are going to be scoring a lot of touchdowns this year. I think the Cardinals are going to stink, to be honest with you. The Cardinals could very well lose to the Colts this weekend.
Well, this is the Cardinals' last stand, like Cutler's last stand.
Yeah.
If Palmer doesn't perform against the Colts and this team loses this game, as you said, yeah, could be a possibility, then it's pretty much season over, turn the lights out, and just
it's
reboot.
Done. Yep,
reboot.
It's done. But their window is closing, and it's a shame because the Seahawks can be had. You feel what I'm saying?
You know, they have a good defense. I mean, look, you wouldn't think about it because everything you saw last week, but Palmer put them in a situation to fail. You can't keep throwing interceptions and giving the other team the ball consistently or putting them in an opportunity to score on a short field.
Now, you have to look at it, too, though. It's the NFL, and they don't think like we think. Like, okay, they lose to Indianapolis, they're going to shut it down. You know, that's the end of the season. They're still going to go out there to compete, and somebody's going to run the ball. And right now it seems like that guy is Kareem Williams.
I think Kareem Williams should be the guy. He should get the opportunity of the lion's share. But Andre Ellington's been with this team for a long time. Chris Johnson's been back and forth with this team.
Let me bring up Andre Ellington, because last hour, Corey, you talked about pass-catching running backs. And you mentioned Tyler Irvin in Houston, a guy that's out there on most waiver wires. He's not going to cost you more than a dollar.
Yeah.
And you said, listen, who else are they going to throw to? Now, in Arizona, you have wide receivers. You have Larry Fitzgerald. You have John Brown.
J.J. Nelson.
But when David Johnson did leave this game, they were down a lot of points, but they did lean on Andre Ellington snap-wise in the passing game.
Yeah.
What kind of role could Andre Ellington have fantasy-wise for you?
Nothing much, really. Timeshare. Don't really see anything going there. I wouldn't put a dollar on him. I wouldn't fool him at all. You know what we keep doing? And I'm surprised that we're doing this with Matt Modica sitting right here. You feel what I'm saying? We are looking past the obvious option in the running game to try to, we're talking about Williams, the hot name, Tariq Cohen, the hot name. Nobody is mentioning Shane Vereen. Eli Manning is not going to have any time to throw the football this year. It's going to be a lot of checkdowns. I believe Vereen may have had 10 targets this week, and nobody's talking about him on waiver wires. You can probably get him for a buck. You feel what I'm saying? And he can get 8 to 10 targets a week in the passing game because Eli's going to be backpedaling, scrambling backwards, dumping the ball off, check, baby, and nobody's talking Shane Vereen.
Corey, that's an excellent point, but pretty much in the leagues I play in, he's not available or he's on my team.
No doubt. I feel you on that one. But a lot of 12-team, Yahoo, CBS, about, ESPN, he's on the wire. People are paying up for Tariq Cohen, you feel what I'm saying? But nope, everybody's ignoring Shane Vereen.
Well, what about the fact that you're not in the NFFC, et cetera? You know, you're talking about something to fill the spot. Why not trade for Shane Vereen?
You won't have to
give up a lot for him.
Now, listen, Shane Vereen, his injury situation, you pull up the Inside Injury app, it may bust open. You feel what I'm saying? Your phone might shut on fire. But he is an option that can get 10 to 12. You know what I'm saying? He's the guy that can get 8 to 10 targets every week because the Giants' offense, especially without Odell, that offensive line, Eli Manning, 2.3 seconds from drop back to pass.
I mean, the two guys I mentioned yesterday were Theo Riddick and James White that I really like to try and replace him.
I'm worried about White, though.
Oh, I think White's got a role. I think that role is only going to
get He's going to have a good game this week, too.
The guy caught 60 passes last season. Look, is there going to be a week where maybe he only scores, you know, a handful of points? Last week he got 9.8 in the PPR.
Yeah.
But He's not a number one running back. That's not what you're trading for.
But he got a lot of work between the tackles in that first game. Would you like?
Yeah, no.
You feel what I'm saying?
You know he's going to have the pass receiving role, and to see him running the ball, too, was very encouraging.
But just still the New England backfield. You feel what I'm saying?
But they play New Orleans this week. You know he's going to have a role.
That's this week, though.
Look past New Orleans. Look to this. This is the guy that developed the trust last season. The guy had 39 rushes last season. He had 10 in week one. Okay, so if he gets even more carries, the possibility of him catching 70 balls this year is real, in my opinion.
That's a big number right there. He had 5 targets in week one, though, so it's not like, but that was week one.
He's coming up 60 last year, and I think he solidified that role.
He's going to have to because they're missing Edelman. Amendola doesn't stay healthy, and I don't
think
they're going
to do with Burkhead.
To depend on Hogan to be a chain mover.
He's a wild card. Burkhead's a guy. That's why you have a bench. I want him on my bench if he's out there. And, you know, he's somebody that, look, it's 16 weeks. He's somebody that I think by the middle of the season, you're like, damn, I'm so happy I got Rex Burkhead on my bench.
Yeah, I saw you talked about in the first hour, Greg, about how some people were cutting guys in their league, and you always want to take a look at the waiver wire you know, to see who people cut. I saw Rex Burkhead get cut in more than one league last night.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I did
You can't do that. You can't cut him yet.
Yeah, the first thing you look at is fab results or whatever, the waiver wire, how that ran.
Yeah.
The second thing you look at is who was cut.
Then you go back in there on Friday night when nobody's watching and scoop them right up.
Exactly.
Yep.
844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. Let's get to Brian in New Jersey. Good morning, Brian.
What's up,
B?
What's up, guys? How's everybody?
What's going on, Brian?
What's going on, Brian? Hey, Brian, did everything work out with your mom with the storm?
Nah, she's still stranded on the island. She's doing her best ginger impression. She's like a washed-up Gilligan's Island character. But listen, I wish her the best. Right now, we got her booked on a fight for tomorrow, and fingers crossed she can make it back to the station.
Absolutely.
Hopefully.
I was calling to ask you about Rex Burkhead's workload and what you think of him for late, but he's answered me while I was sitting on hold.
Sorry about that, Brian. Hey, Brian, in the GST League where we're partners in, I think I want to move Odell.
Let's go. Let's do it.
We will trade you Cooper Kupp for him.
I want to go a little higher than Cooper Kupp.
A little bit higher.
I'm looking at a three-team deal. I love it.
Maybe we can get
it. Can we do cross league deal?
I know, right? I want to move Odell for Golden Tate.
I got an offer. Odell Beckham for Antonio Brown for Cooper Kupp. Just saying.
Three-way deal.
Just work this way. I don't think it's gonna work that way.
Well, Scott's got him in the Hall of Fame, so
yeah.
That's why I'm offering.
Well, Odell was—he's been in the Hall.
Hey, B, how's the end of the baseball season coming? Ooh,
it's rocking. You know what? I'm really loving my late round picks. Looking at them, I slapped on pitching this year, as everybody knew I was going to, because I wait late on pitching, and the one spot I spend on Bumgarner and Cueto, you're by my side on that. You know the outcome with that. So.
All right.
Feel you, my man. When we come back, more from the Roto Experts in the Morning. It's Waiver Wire Day. Stick around. We'll be back right after this.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
DFS Lineup Lock, sponsored by DailyRoto.com.
We could have seen Tolbert coming anyway, but it's worth noting McCoy banged up his shoulder on the 1 yard line just before Tolbert came in and got that touchdown.
Listen, I was playing against the Shady McCoy in my season long league, so I was okay with that vulture. I was absolutely okay with that.
Weekdays, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. FNTSY.com/radio.
With ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermal filtration system, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance.
Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,250 savings coupon. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-603-6422 for your free DVD videos and brochure. That's 800-603-6422. Call 800-603-6422 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Fantasy Freestyle.
Evan White, he's got a collarbone injury. This kid now has to be known as an injury-prone person. This is now 3 years in a row that he will not see the field for any substantial point in time. And remember, Cam Meredith also already gone for the year for Chicago with that wide receiver group. He had the knee injury. So that, in my opinion, leaves Kendall Wright as the last man standing, okay? So if you need a guy who might be on the waiver wire, Kendall Wright could be an option.
Weekdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
This is Tony Sicana from the Lineup Block Show, brought to you by DailyRoto.com. 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network, FNTSY.com/radio. You can join 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern every Monday through Friday with my man, Dane Martinez. That's right, Dane Martinez, now part of the Lineup Block Show, because if you're going to have a Lineup Block Show and you need stats, why not get the spitting statistician? And of course, our goal and our mission will be the same, to provide you all the best information so you and your family are not eating ramen noodles, and of course bring you a couple laughs. So if you are eating ramen noodles, it's by choice, and you're spinning them all over your clothes, and then you don't go outside the house so you can put in more DFS lineups. That's the Lineup Block Show, brought to you by the folks at DailyRoto.com, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday.
So we're back here now on the Roto Experts in the Morning, and I feel like we spent so much time discussing how to replace David Johnson that I don't know if we spent enough time discussing how to replace Allen Robinson. That was one. So Allen Robinson towards ACL. And because of David Johnson, I know, I get it. He's 1-1. I understand all of that. How do we replace him? It's the story of the day in all of fantasy, as it should be. But Allen Robinson is a big-time wide receiver. And while there's plentiful wide receivers, and he's not the best wide receiver in the NFL, people were counting on him. Mm-hmm. So we had to figure out how to replace him. Now, when you went to your waiver wire, the wide receivers that were out there, unless they were Cooper Kupp, potentially Kenny Galladay, they weren't all that exciting. I mentioned Nelson Agholor a few minutes ago. He was one. Allen Hurns and Marquise Lee, they both come to mind as well. These guys, Corey, they don't really cost you all that much. You're talking $5-6 out of 100, 5-6% out of 1,000 here. Nothing crazy by any means. But Scott, you're giving me an awkward look there.
Because none of them cost you much, but like anything in life, you get what you pay for. If you drafted Allen Robinson, you at least drafted him as a wide receiver 3. It's very hard to replace these guys effectively on waivers, especially, you know, we're talking the case of Robinson here. You pick up a Marquise Lee, you're hopeful, et cetera. You know, if you were able to get Kupp, you're, which a lot of people were able to, you feel good about it. But in a lot of cases, like you said, you weren't, and you might have to go out and make a trade to effectively fill that spot.
Yeah, and if I was to go out and make a trade, I would target Jamison Crowder coming off this down week.
Yep.
See what the practice report says. See if he can get on the field today. If you can go out there and try to buy low on a Jamison Crowder, I think that'd be a good way to go about it if you're an Allen Robinson owner. Like, I don't know every league, every situation, and you know your strength or weakness, but a target for an Allen Robinson owner is Jamison Crowder. Look, coming off that down week with this hip flexor.
You play in a 10-team league, things are deeper, but you play in a competitive 12-team league, it's going to be hard. Can you really say to yourself, okay, I picked up Paul Richardson, I feel good of starting him every week, but with Allen Robinson out, you're not going to feel that way. You may have to make a deal.
You mentioned Jamison Crowder a moment ago as a wide receiver to potentially buy low. Another one that's come to my mind is Davante Adams. I know we mentioned him a few moments ago, but Davante Adams completely taken out by Richard Sherman. Correto, you own him like 60% of your leagues or so, and you're saying, hey, maybe this dude won't be wide receiver one. But because of how great Randall Cobb looked in week one, this may be a really good opportunity to buy Davante Adams. So in front of me, I have a list of wide receivers that I want to know if you like Davante Adams more. Let's do it. Here we go. Would you rather have Davante Adams or Golden Tate?
Golden Tate. Golden Tate's a beast.
You didn't say that during draft season.
Hmm? I was pulling Golden Tate up the board.
Yeah, Davante Adams before him.
Oh, yeah, I have Davante Adams before him. Yes, I did.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Scotty?
PPR Tate, standard Adams.
Okay, I know you like Golden Tate, Matt. Okay.
Yeah.
Davante Adams or Larry Fitzgerald?
Davante Adams.
I'm still going to go with Adams. That situation in Arizona. Like I said, I don't want to be that guy that, you know, react to game to week one, but I've been thinking Carson Palmer is washed anyway.
You have
no in PPR. It's not incredibly much of a gap, but I'll take Adams in both formats.
The losing David Johnson pretty much for the season or the majority of the season just totally puts a dark.
I will say this, and I didn't say it yet this morning. I have a close, very source to the situation who told me last night that you will not see David Johnson again this season.
Well, I don't think I need your close source
no,
for that.
The forget head coach, it. The forget head coach it. Anybody
said he only wants him for Christmas.
Christmas is like week 15, 16.
I heard last night you're not even going to see him at Christmas.
Well,
trust me on it.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Put it on the ticker. FNTSY. Source says you will not see David Johnson this season. Engel confirms.
You can mock it if you want it, but it's the truth.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I'm not mocking this guy.
Yeah.
It's pretty much confirmed what the head coach said.
Now you guys can laugh. It's
Scott, if you're a David Johnson owner, are you cutting him?
Very strongly considering.
What are you very strongly considering? You're short
you know why?
Over the year.
You know why? Because there are people out there who might believe that they get back him in trade, get him back for the playoffs. I would float it out there and see if I can get something back for him, anything, before I cut him. Then I might go ahead
see,
and cut
smart.
Him.
That's smart. Yeah. I agree with that. Yeah. But, you know. After this weekend, if that hasn't happened.
No, then I'm cutting them.
Okay. Let me continue on here. Let me ask you this. Davante Adams or Michael Crabtree?
I'm going to stick with Davante Adams.
I'm going to go.
You don't like that. You don't like that one, though.
Yeah, this to me is pretty much a wash.
Okay.
As we like to say, but maybe slight edge to Adams.
It's very close, like he says, but I'll give the edge to Adams. Because, Amari Cooper's on the common. You know, that's going to cut into Crabtree a little bit.
I think I slightly give the edge to Adams here as well. Davante Adams or Alshon Jeffrey?
I'm going to go Alshon Jeffrey because he's the clear one there.
Okay.
And so that's my reasoning on that one.
I'm going to go Davante Adams. I think Jeffrey will bounce back from week one, but I don't think he's quite in the class of receiver for me, fantasy wise, as Davante Adams.
You had him ranked very high going into the season.
Yes, I still have.
Two weeks ago, you had him ranked higher than Davante Adams.
I still have him top 18, but to me, you know, I got Adams a few spots ahead.
You had him top 13 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I dropped him.
Origami
can,
time.
Like you can say, I can change my mind.
Get the paper up.
Yeah. Stop that stuff.
Give me Alshon.
Okay.
Because of being a number one target.
Davante Adams or Tyreek Hill?
Wow. 2 weeks ago, I'd have been like, Davante Adams, no problem. Now
you're
I'm
laughing
like,
at me.
Yeah, I would have laughed at you. Now that's a push right there.
Oh, it's a flip.
That's a push right there.
I admitted Friday morning I was wrong on Tyreek Hill. But still, Adams or Hill, it's really close. I'm going to stay with Adams.
Adams.
I'm going to stay with
Adams. You're sticking with Adams, huh?
Very, very
I'm
close.
Sticking with Adams, too. I feel like he's going to be more statistically consistent.
I'm going to take Aaron Rodgers over Alex Smith.
And that's fair.
Pretty much.
Devontae Adams, Scott Angle, or Martavis Bryant?
Devontae Adams.
Okay.
You know, Martavis Bryant hasn't gotten quite involved enough yet, but I think he will. But I think he's going to be a little bit more less dependable than Devontae Adams.
Who, Devontae Adams or who?
Martavis Bryant.
For me, it's close because I do think Martavis Bryant's going to blow.
Sure.
I did attempt a trade, which I thought was fair last night.
I love how much you try to trade.
As I stated, you know, everybody wants, you know, you have to get ripped off. And, you know.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give it more than I get.
Yeah.
But,
you got it in a lot of cases.
I'm gonna slightly go Adams here, slightly, but I love Bryant, and I think if you got a chance to buy him this week, buy him.
What about you, Corey?
That's a close call right there, too. I'm gonna go back to Martavis, though. I'm gonna go back to Martavis. I think they can get that thing rolling. At least I hope so. They get that thing rolling and Martavis put up some nice numbers.
Devontae Adams, gentlemen, or Pierre Garçon?
Give me Devontae Adams. I think that one is close too, but I'll take Adams.
I'll go Adams.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay with Adams. I do love Garçon, but I am gonna stay with Adams.
And I guess that is it, because the last one I had,
I mean you got one dude that's catching the football from Brian Hoyer.
I understand. I mean, the last one I had, it was interesting because I did it before Monday night. So Devontae Adams or Stephon Diggs. Now the answer is Stephon Diggs.
That's over now.
I did it before Monday night. So
Diggs is getting into. You want to start doing player comps for Diggs? You got to go to that Dez Bryant range.
Stephon Diggs or Dez Bryant?
I don't know.
I'm gonna go Diggs. Crazy as it sounds, I mean, I've been all in on this guy, so I'm gonna push the chips.
I may do Dez standard, Diggs PPR.
I'm still doing. Look, I
both of them have the injury thing with them too. You feel what I'm saying? So, like Diggs is a player that his.
You know what was real crazy Monday night? Or I was terrified.
Yeah.
When he went up and caught that pass,
and you thought it was over.
Rocked, I was like, oh my god.
Diggs has been very impressive, but I don't think he's quite earned to be in Dez class just yet.
Yeah, I know. But
you know what's real interesting? When people are talking...
If you're a Jimmy Graham owner, and let's say you're a Jimmy Graham owner, right? And you are... Say you have Jimmy Graham, Allen Robinson, right?
Yeah.
And you get a... And you got Jason Witten on the bench. And you get in your inbox, Diggs for Graham straight up. And you just lost Allen Robinson.
I would definitely do that, yeah. Mm. But here's something interesting, too. When Diggs was first breaking out, they were comparing him to Antonio Brown. Those two are on the same field this week.
And
they'll probably change jerseys after the game.
One of the things I was saying in the preseason was going back to last year with the offensive coordinator stuff. This is a team that is gearing for the pass. I mean, look, Bradford missed two seasons because of injury. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying he's going to be great.
He played.
And we got to take the caveat. It was the Saints. I get that.
Yeah.
But regardless of the Saints or not,
you saw it.
What he was,
and then you saw that they were willing. You saw the targets. You saw what if it was the Saints?
And
you saw the targets. You saw that they wanted to push the ball.
And Thielen helps Diggs as well, because now there's not just one option.
You know what else it was too? They got two new left tackles and a new center. The pass protection was solid all night.
All right, you wanted me to put Stephon Diggs in the Dez Bryant category. Here are the wide receivers that went around Dez Bryant in the draft just 2 weeks ago. Stephon Diggs or Amari Cooper?
Oh, I'm still going Cooper.
I'm going to Cooper.
Stephon Diggs or Brandon Cooks?
I'm still going Cooks.
You're still going Cooks.
It's getting a hell of a lot closer.
Stephon Diggs, Doug Baldwin.
I love Dougie.
I worry about the Seahawks offense, though. But I want to see them, you know. I mean, they played Green Bay.
I'll say this. He's in the conversation with these guys.
It's closer than I originally thought, but I'm still going Baldwin.
One thing about Baldwin is Baldwin don't have the health issues.
No, he does not. All right, so that looks like 7, 8, 9. You look at Stephon Diggs is around the top 10, 11 wide receiver now at this point, give or take. I feel like that wants him higher.
Let me get back to the break.
We'll talk about more when we get back to the break. We're Wexler in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rashard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/Fox and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/Fox today.
Fantasy. First look.
I would approach the owner of Allen Robinson if I had a decent wide receiver, and maybe we can make out a deal, because I mean, I'd like to hold on to that number one waiver wire move as long as I can. You know, I wouldn't want to burn it week one. Don't you think that maybe if you had something to offer one of your league mates who owns Allen Robinson, that might be a good fit?
Certainly, I do.
Mondays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, FNTSY.com/radio.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-220-3479. 800-220-3479. That's 800-220-3479.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
On Target Fantasy Football.
Bilal Powell is one of those guys that didn't impress at all yesterday that I think will be okay, especially in a half point PPR. So, I mean, it's very hard to replace David Johnson, but those are
Buck Allen in the half PPR, though, Chris. That's a good look, though. That's not a bad way to go if you're going to
a couple years ago, Joe. I mean, well, 45 catches he had, right?
Yeah.
Weekdays, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, FNTSY.com/radio.
I said moments ago that Stephon Diggs was a top 10 wide receiver. And arguably, top 10, 11, 12, whatnot. And Matt, you can't give me the awkward look. Like, and they cut you off at the end of the commercial. I want you to get a chance to respond.
Oh, I think he's in the conversation for wide receiver one. I'll say that.
Here's the one thing, though, we talked about in the preseason.
I thought we were just coming to me here.
I'm sorry.
Don't make me laugh. Go ahead.
The point is this, is what I'm trying to say, is like with Diggs. I believed in Diggs prior to the season.
Yep.
And Monday night, he blew up. I proposed a trade Monday afternoon for Diggs, and I was kind of hoping that we'd get it done before that game because it... You know, not that I could put him in my lineup, but I feared what could have happened. Once again, the Saints, I know people are going to give me that. But here's the one point I do want to make is don't be afraid to buy high. Everybody always talks about selling high in life. It's not a bad thing to buy high with certain things. I mean, you could buy a Toyota, which is a fine car. You could buy a Mercedes-Benz, too. You know, buying up, paying up for things that you feel are worth it is not a bad thing. Don't be scared. Don't worry about what other people think. As long as you believe in the guys or you get the guys you want, make your deal.
So if you feel as strong as Corey, if you feel as strong as Matt does on a team, you know, basically he feels this this strongly on Stephon Diggs. If you were this strongly on the Vikings, I know Matt does. He loves the Vikings this year. He has them winning the division in the NFC North and going to the championship game, potentially. I know he absolutely loves the Vikings. If you do as well, go to mybookie.ag this weekend. Get in on the Vikings. I know they're playing the Steelers in a fantastic matchup. Scott mentioned it before. And get in, man. Place a little wager because mybookie.ag is one of the best in the business. They give 100% cash bonuses when you use our promo code, which is RotoExperts. So right off the bat, you're making money without doing anything. Fastest payouts within 2 days, you'll get paid. Put the bet in on Sunday. By Wednesday, you'll have money in your account. You know who's going to win. You're in on Minnesota. You should place the wager on them. We wouldn't recommend the service to you unless we trusted it, and we do. We're urging you, get in there, because during the game, if you want to be like, oh man, I really like the Giants 10.5 under, do that every single time. It's a guaranteed win. Live in game betting, you can do it all from your phone. Their mobile device, as Corey has pointed out before, is fantastic. MyBookie.ag, they'll match your deposit up to 100% bonus when you use the promo code RotoExperts. MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. Sorry for cutting you off there, Corey.
Would you, your Diggs owner, I'm in your inbox peddling Odell Beckham. Straight up.
Odell Beckham for Stephon Diggs.
A healthy Odell. I'm going healthy Odell. I have to.
I'm talking today.
You guys trying to make a cross league trade or something?
I know, right? Yeah. I'm talking today. If that's in your inbox today,
I'm probably gonna go Odell. I think Odell is already proven that he is like a top five player in this league. Diggs is. I've been saying Diggs will be a star, so that hasn't come to full fruition yet. Odell has proven for the last 3 years, what is it, 90, 1,310?
Yeah.
That's like his floor.
A lot of people are saying this is a 100 catch year for Diggs, though.
I'm with that, but I'm just saying, I've seen the floor for the last 3 years of 90, 1,310. So it's kind of hard not to take that.
Scotty, what do you say? You're the Diggs owner. Odell was in your inbox this morning.
I take that instantly. It's just like Odell is proven at a rarefied level. You know, Diggs is not quite at that level. And even if he had a great season, I don't even know if he'll be at that level. And here's the one thing. You know, I'm cool with all the Diggs love and everything. But let's remember one thing that we talked about in preseason that was a concern. The way that he is built, you know, you worry about his durability. That's the one thing that I'm concerned about with Diggs, if anything. I'm not saying it's going to scare me off. And, you know, like Matt says, if you want to buy high, you know, I'm good with it because you can't always get your guys in the draft. If you want to go after your guy and Diggs is your guy, I'm fine with that.
Okay, cool, but Scott, but Odell is hurt now, dealing with a high ankle sprain, one of the injuries that players get that lingers. So you got a banged up Odell versus a healthy Diggs, and you still taking the banged up Odell.
Because I don't think I'm looking at this week. I don't expect Odell to play this week, but all signs are pointing him to probably be back by week 3. The Giants are being smart about it, and once Odell comes back, look, nothing against Diggs. He's just going to be a better fantasy player than Diggs.
What'd you do, Greg? That offer's in your inbox.
I'm taking Odell. Listen.
You can't turn down.
I love Stephon Diggs. You know this about me. I've always loved Stephon Diggs. I wasn't as high as him as Matt was necessarily coming into the year, but I think he's going to have a really good year.
Who has a better offense, Minnesota or New York?
I think, honestly, Minnesota.
Minnesota might have
one of the most complete teams in the NFL, if not the NFC. That defense and everything else that goes around it.
With all that I said about Stephon Diggs, though, number one, he's not Odell Beckham yet. Mm-hmm. Number two, I get Odell's injured now, but Stephon Diggs very well could be injured later on.
There you go.
And the third thing is, as impressive as that victory was for Minnesota, as impressive as Stephon Diggs was, and he was incredibly impressive, I can't overreact that much on one game.
I agree.
This is a very big test for them this week.
100% agree.
Because I remember last year, and I'm not saying it's going to happen this year. You know, they were 5-0, and they came out like gangbusters, and then they kind of fell apart.
But now 5-0, that team last year was a dink and dunker. That offense that was winning on defense, going to Kyle Rudolph. As I said, once they changed the offensive coordinator, the team changed. The dynamic of that offense changed. So that's why you got to look at it.
And then Sam Bradford still got to go into a place like Pittsburgh and this is a big, big test for him.
Okay.
If he goes in there and he's still lighting it up offensively or at least above average, then you got to believe. But if Sam Bradford goes in there and, like Corey would say, pulls out a stinker, then we got to pull the reins back.
Now, the one thing I will take away from Monday night, regardless if it was the Saints or if it was a college football team, it was the throws that Sam Bradford was making. The dude was dropping dimes. So I don't care what you want to say about the inferior thing. There's certain things you can look at and where he was placing balls and stuff like that and how he was throwing balls. That needs to be considered. And the other thing about the injuries, like we said, I'll make the other point. I had Bell number one overall. Johnson was 1A. One of the things I kept hearing was Johnson's the safer choice of the two. Is David Johnson now an injury risk because he's been injured his last two games?
Just as much as Le'Veon Bell is, you know. But
well, I'm just trying to make that point.
Le'Veon Bell's thing is different to me.
But here's the thing, going back to Bradford, though. Bradford played the game of his life. He played the best game of his career. And when people say it was just New Orleans, you look at that two ways. Number one, if you want to be considered respectable or effective, you look at an opponent like that, you beat an opponent like that, that is the way you're supposed to beat them. But by the same token, now here comes a big test. If the Vikings are for real, they will go into Pittsburgh, and if they don't win, that offense will perform above average.
But what if he's Ben Roethlisberger this year? He's great at home and terrible on the road.
It could be the case.
Then he's a streamer.
But when it comes to the Odell, Diggs thing, some of these comparisons, that offense is not going to run through Stephon Diggs. That offense is going to run through Dalvin Cook. So there you go.
I think it's more balanced. I don't think it's completely
We had a dude touch the ball 22 times, guys.
But look at what Diggs did. Look what Thielen did. That's balanced. What I'm saying is I know where you're coming from. Mm-hmm. Odell, that is the Giants.
One other thing to just consider about with Bradford. I mentioned the injuries he suffered back-to-back season. He was at the Eagles. He got traded last minute to the Vikings. He's had so many different offensive coordinators in such a small time frame. He got a new offensive coordinator like week 9 last year. He's had a full offseason. I'm not saying that this guy is the holy grail of quarterbacks now, but I think this offense and this defense is a complete team.
And I believe that Sam Bradford worked with Pat Shurmur when he was in St. Louis. They were in St. Louis together as well. So they have
nobody knows him better as they say.
Correct.
And they never, ever had a receiving crew like this or the complete balance
and
around Sam Bradford that they did. That was the big thing about Bradford. People used to make fun of the Rams and say Bradford was a bum and like, he's got nobody to throw to.
In 2015 with the was it 2015 with the Eagles mm-hmm. that I remember I got into a bidding war on Bradford because we were so excited about that Eagle offense.
Sam Bradford and Chip Kelly offense. Mm-hmm. I remember that like it was yesterday.
Let's go to Mitchell in Indianapolis. Mitchell, what's going on?
Mitch.
How we doing, fellas?
What's up, Mitch?
Good morning.
I have a few problems here. I don't know who to start with, Eric Decker or Rishard Matthews, as well as Russell Wilson or Alex Smith.
Yeah, I think that's a big overreaction to week one. There is no way that you just look at one week and start Alex Smith over Russell Wilson. As far as the Titans receivers, they both have a tough matchup, but when Marcus Mariota needs to make a tough throw, Matthews is his guy. They have an established rapport, which he doesn't have with Decker.
It's Russell Wilson, and that's that. If you can get Corey Davis, put him in over both of them.
I was thinking with what you said, Scotty. I'm going with Rishard Matthews. I'm going with Russell Wilson. And I'm not really thinking twice about that, to be honest with you. But I think what you just brought up is very interesting, Matt. You said if you have Corey Davis, you would go with Corey Davis over both Decker and Matthews here.
I think Corey Davis is the emerging man. I think he's the guy. I mean, look, we were saying stash and cash and missed the whole preseason. But I think, look, okay, you want to say it was the Raiders secondary, which is garbage.
Absolutely.
This week is the Titans, it's the Jaguars, which is, they got some ballers out there.
They got Booty
there
too.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a nice test, but I think, top five receivers in this league usually pan out, and they usually play a lot. And now that he's healthy, we saw him.
Ten targets in week one.
Snap count. Nothing. There was no snap count.
No snap count, 10 targets. They were going after him. They want to get him involved. I just worry about the game script. Mariota throwing the football 41 times last week. They lost. That number has to come down to that 31 to 35 range. And this week they got Jacksonville feeling high. You're riding high right now and coming off that W. It's going to be interesting.
We take our final break of the day. When we come back, we'll talk about some of those defenses to stream. When we return, we're on the Relax Picks Network. The internet can be a scary place for a sports fan. It's covered in crying Jordan memes and chock full of hot takes that you never asked for, which is why you need a safe place like SportsGrid.com. At SportsGrid, you can find what fans are actually talking about, plus a few things they didn't even know they wanted to talk about. They're just that good. So go find your sports happy place at SportsGrid.com.
Steiner Sports is the leading memorabilia provider for the New York Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Knicks, and the Brooklyn Nets. Featuring hundreds of items from your favorite athletes, Steiner Sports is your source for the best sports gifts. Go to SteinerSports.com/box and shop our collection of memorabilia boxes, which include 10 gifts for the price of one. We've made one for each of your favorite teams. Hurry, supplies are limited, and these are some of the best deals we have ever offered. So go to SteinerSports.com/box today.
Hunter Henry, Sterling Shepard, Michael Thomas. These three NFL sophomores are not due to slump. They're due to break out, just like the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In year two, things are only getting better. Make sure to listen live and download the app, FNTSY Radio. It's free and it's 24/7. The best fantasy sports content is on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Muscle Maker Grill was made for baseball season. Muscle Maker Grill supplies you with delicious, healthy meals that will give you energy to cheer on your team week after week. Whether you're craving flavorful salad, packed wraps, or guiltless entrees, Muscle Maker Grill has you covered. Hosting a game? No problem. Our catering packages will have your whole team satisfied with flavors ranging from Italian to Tex-Mex and much, much more. Visit MuscleMakerGrill.com for your nearest location and have a winning season.
Play on Fantasy Draft, the only daily fantasy site where every head-to-head contest is rake-free, including contests you create. Fantasy Draft also gives you the ability to block up to 25 players from entering your head-to-head contest. With a $1 million prize pool and $200,000 to the winner, Fantasy Draft is running their inaugural NFL Live Final, the Carolina Million. Sign up today at FantasyDraft.com with promo code FNTSY and experience players first for yourself. Fantasy Draft, daily fantasy on a level playing field.
Sports, girls, lists, opinion, all of a day's work here at SportsGrid.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-220-3479. 800-220-3479. That's 800-220-3479. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Final five, Roto-X this morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And we all have to talk streaming defenses to wrap up the program today. Because if you need to figure out what defense to throw in to your DFS lineup this week. And if you play DFS, make sure you do it on Fantasy Draft. RotoExperts.com/DKMS sponsors the game each and every week. And we're doing it to give you a chance to go to the Super Bowl. That's right. If you win one of the first 16 weeks in our DFS contest over at Fantasy Draft, you have a chance to go to the Super Bowl. All you gotta do is win week 17, beat 15 other dudes and or women, and you are in. So you get to do that. That's for you. What do you do for DKMS? Well, you don't have to do anything. That's what's cool. Just go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS and read all that we have to offer. Read all about what DKMS is. And in short, basically, they're trying to cure blood cancer. They're looking for bone marrow donors here. And to find out if you're possibility donor, that you're possibly that you have the blood to match, all you gotta do is take a quick swab, literally a Q-tip, both cheeks, takes under a minute, you send it back to them, and you'll find out if you are a candidate. And if you are, maybe you get called, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll accept, maybe you won't. That's up to you. There's no catch, there's no rule, there's no hard, fast rules. Just read the information at rotoexperts.com/DKMS. It's just a fantastic, fantastic cause. I've read about a lot of it. I'm into it. You should be too. Just give it a chance. Just read about it. rotoexperts.com/DKMS. Okay. So, when it comes to the streaming defenses this week, I've got a couple in mind, at least. For me, Baltimore versus Cleveland sounds really good. We saw them get a lot of bucks on the waiver wire. How much, Scott, would you spend on the waiver wire for Baltimore this week?
You know they have a good run defense, and they got a pretty good front seven. You want to think, when you're looking at the waiver wire, also, you know, what's the long term with them? So out of $100, you know, I'm willing to go about $4 or $5.
Yeah, $4 or $5. Yeah. And Baltimore could be good the rest of the whole way, too.
Yeah, that's what you think with that, you know, because – you know, I don't want to jump ahead of you. You look at the Raiders, they played well in week one, and they get the Jets again this week, but how much are you really going to use them over the long haul?
Probably never.
Yeah.
No, you can.
Not never, but you can. There'll be certain games that you can.
Remember, they have the best player, the best defender in the NFL is on that defense.
I know, but I'm saying the one. Bob Miller? Huh? You think Khalil Mack's better than Bob Miller?
It's a toss-up.
Look, he's great.
A little bit of help,
but, you know, that's. That's really a lot of people, and it's 1 week. They did look good against Tennessee. A lot of people look at that as a one-player defense.
I mean, you can look at it that way, but that one player is dominant. One player can dominate a defensive unit. Lawrence Taylor did it for years.
Yeah, but there were other pieces around him. You know, that secondary is not regarded as too good.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. I think, I don't know, whatever. I'm not really tripping off a defense. My offense is going to beat you.
Yeah, but it's nice when I had Jacksonville in all those leagues. They put up 32 points.
That's excellent.
Will you go back to Jacksonville this week against Tennessee?
Jacksonville.
if I'm not cutting them or, you know, dropping a player I like. So yeah, I'm going to leave them in there. I think they have a good defense.
Do you prefer Jacksonville versus Tennessee or Tennessee versus Jacksonville?
I would not be opposed to playing Tennessee this weekend. That I would definitely not be. I mean, the Blake Bortles factor alone right there.
But, Mike, the problem is he isn't throwing enough anymore.
Well, but it's all going to be, you know, game script could change things around, too. If Tennessee goes up 14-0 or something like that and they got to stop, you know, passing the ball, it's great when you have a lead. You dictate the game script.
What I ultimately look at when I'm looking at a close decision between that, who's the more complete unit? To me, that's Jacksonville. Tennessee's very good, formidable on the front seven, but the back part, that's a concern. I know Blake Bortles doesn't have a lot to exploit it, but I think ultimately, what do you want? You want sacks and you want turnovers? I think I got a better shot of that with the playmakers in Jacksonville.
Yeah, but Jacksonville's the obvious one we're talking about. Would you consider Tennessee?
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think you have to. A couple of other ones I had on here: Cincinnati Thursday against Houston. Those Thursday night games are unpredictable.
I like Cincinnati. I think they bounce back. You know, the offense was the issue last week, not the defense. That defense is still going to be pretty good up front.
You like Houston versus Cincinnati. Other ones: Los Angeles Chargers against Miami, and the other Los Angeles team, the Rams, who crushed last week, maybe against Washington. All right, for Corey Parsons, Scott Engel, Matt Bodica, my name is Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for watching and listening to the Road Experts in the Morning. We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.